Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Greg Crawford on Sports Biz show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. And, of course, in the last Tuesday night of each month, and we do it at Pacific Daylight Time, I might add, but you can always catch the show podcasted. And it's a lot of fun to do this show, and we really enjoy it. And this show comes to you the last Tuesday night of each month, where we talk to four different coaches from the NWAC, the great basketball league and great sports conference that maps Oregon, Washington, and soon to be Idaho, one team from Idaho, where I believe there's 34 basketball teams. We talked to coaches from the West and the North on this show, and it's always a lot of fun. I am Greg Crawford. I host this show each week, and I host this show with the coaches, always, obviously, since I host it each week. And you can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or my brand new sports webpage, which is at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com, where there's going to be tons of information about the NWAC as we move closer to basketball season. But let's get program rolling tonight with TJ Cowell, the head men's coach at Tacoma Community College. TJ, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us. We love it. The last Tuesday of every month when I get to talk NWAC basketball with you guys at a special league and a special place. And TJ, just a quick question for you away from basketball. Did you have anything to do with the Chambers Bay, the great U.S. Open that was held there? Did you go out? Did you enjoy it or did you just stay away from it?
I stayed away from that. It was crazy. We rented out our parking lots, and they were full of U.S. Open guests to the tournament. And I was working all week. I did have our guys that we have around. They volunteered at the event, and I know that was a great experience for them, just being around something of that magnitude and those athletes. So that was great for them. But mostly I stayed away and watched on TV and watched that crazy finish.
Yeah, it was crazy, and it's great for the Northwest. And just a real quick side note, TJ, and then we'll go on talk basketball, is that I'm in business. I own a sports management company, Kia Cowell Crawford Sports Management, and my partner, Gordon Kia Cowell, happens to be the golf course superintendent at Columbia Edgewater, and he's got three Concordia Cavaliers working for him this summer. And I think the great part about it is those kids and the assistant coach, they've got to get up at 4:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. So it does teach you a little bit of discipline. Speaking of discipline, TJ, I've been asking all the coaches that I talk to on my various programs to promote college basketball. One question I'll ask you, it's kind of fun, but yet it's serious. What's the one thing that a player is going to do on the floor for you at Tacoma Community College that out on the floor that he's going to be sitting next to you on the bench immediately if he does it? Is there one particular thing? And boy, have we gotten a broad spectrum of answers on this question.
I feel like there's probably multiple things, but not running back in transition defense is going to get him on the bench real quick.
Yeah, very interesting. And you know, the funny thing, TJ, is you have completed the cycle there. We're going to keep going tonight, but nobody has given the same answer. Isn't that something?
That is amazing.
It is amazing. And nobody has given the same answer. I know it's still early. School obviously hasn't started. It'll be here before we know it, but how's the Tacoma Community College 15-16 edition of men's hoops shaping up for you?
We're feeling good right now. I think everyone in the off season feels like this is their time, and and the season's going to be great. Everyone's undefeated. So it's really easy to be optimistic at this time of the year, especially with the sun coming out and, you know, it's a little more relaxed, but I'm feeling really good about the guys that we have that are sticking around over the summer, and they're putting a lot of hard work in and seem very focused on the prize of getting back to where we want to be in the NWAC, and feeling good about the guys that we have coming in that are signed, same guys that we talked about last time on the show, and we're hoping that we get quite a few guys actually to move up here in the middle of July, because we have some out-of-state guys, and I think that we're going to get them up here in the next few weeks and give them a chance to train with the team and kind of get used to being in Tacoma before they have all that pressure and newness of the school year.
Yeah, I think that's great. Very good. Along those lines, TJ, I'm going to name drop here a little bit. I apologize in advance, but they're both very close friends of mine. I was talking this past week with John Spolstra, whose son just happens to coach the Miami Heat, and then talking with Stan Love, whose son just happens to be one of the hottest free agents right now, Kevin. And both those guys were telling me, they said they don't think basketball players nowadays get enough rest. They're playing so darn much, they just can't seem to get enough rest. Would you agree with that or not?
I think it's true. You know, I think it's true, especially at that level. Those guys, they're playing those 82-game seasons, and it looks like they're probably going to find some way to get fewer back-to-back travel days, you know, all that stuff. When you're playing 82 games against the best athletes in the world and the physicality of the play and all the travel and staying in different cities and the change in time zones, I don't know how those guys do it. They're amazing athletes, just amazing people in general. You have to be incredibly intelligent to play at that level to deal with all those things. But it goes to every level. I try and make sure that our guys are sleeping a lot. You know, it's something that sounds really simple, but these college kids don't always like to sleep a lot. And if you're going to be training, multiple times a day, you know, you need to get off your feet in the middle of the day, and you have to treat your body right. If you don't, it'll wear out fast. And even with all these new advances in technology, you still see injuries seem to be at a high that I can ever remember. We had all those guys in the NBA playoffs, all those stars that got hurt and made such a big difference this year. And I think it is definitely the truth. And there's a lot expected of them. A lot of these guys will play in there for their national teams during the summer, and they'll play in all these different organizations. And the body needs rest.
And, TJ, I think also that as we learn more, that it's just a shame I didn't know this growing up. I wasn't a basketball player, but there's so much out there on nutrition that's actually not voodoo science. It's factual that young people should take advantage of now.
That is the truth. Yeah, when you're young, your body processes, you can eat a lot of junk food when you're young, and it never shows up, but it does affect you, and kids don't always realize that. It's a lot harder for them to tell, but if you can develop those habits early and nourish the body, get the nutrients that you need, that's a big thing for me. I was a high school health teacher for a year before I started coaching in college, and I was a health and PE major at Southern Oregon, and I remember the nutrition class I took. I want to say it was my junior year. That had a big effect on me and my body and me as a player moving forward, and I try and pass that along to my team. One of the difficult things is we don't have the big TV contracts. We're not making the big money. It's hard sometimes to be able to buy our players good food when we're traveling on the road. We have to fundraise for those things just to be able to buy those healthy meals, nutritious meals, and it's definitely important.
TJ, great job. Your second program with us, you did a terrific job tonight, just like you did on the first one. We'll talk to you at the last Tuesday in July, when we'll really kind of drill down on some of your players and things. As you said, they're going to be coming up and joining you, get kind of acclimated. And great job tonight. Thanks for joining us.
I love it, Greg. Thanks for having me, and we'll talk soon.
You betcha. That's TJ Cowell, the head men's coach at Tacoma Community College. Now, if I do this right, let's head over to Mitch Freeman at Peninsula College, a member of the NWAC. And Mitch, how you doing tonight? And I think I might not have Mitch here yet, so I'm going to hold on just a second and see if I could get him. And I think I might have Aaron Landon here, right, Aaron?
Yeah, Greg, you got me.
Yeah, let me put you back on hold here a moment there. And Aaron, I'm working the buttons here, and I'm trying to work things out. I'll put you on hold, and you're going to be with us very shortly, and we'll look very much close to that. Just a moment here, Aaron. And I put Aaron back on hold. And while we wait for Mitch Freeman, hopefully Mitch will join us tonight. We'll also be talking with Kyle Gray, the head men's coach at Edmonds Community College, does such a great job, had a great run in the NWAC tournament last year. Didn't quite make the championship winning it, but did a great job with that. So, this program, as I mentioned, we do it the last Tuesday of every month, and we love NWAC basketball. It's a special time to go to an NWAC game, and I know we have a lot of people listening in Oregon and Washington tonight that maybe haven't seen an NWAC game, and it's really a great brand of basketball. And, you know, I have nothing in this except to kind of promote a great brand of basketball, and I want you to go out and see a game, and I want you to contact me, email me at gregcrawfordbasketball@gmail.com and let me know what you think, because most people I get out to an NWAC game, they kind of say, gee whiz, I wish I'd have started going to them a long time ago. And I was so busy, I personally was kind of late to the party and all that other good stuff and not able to go to games. And now I've been going the last 6 years and I'm just loving it. And I attend an NWAC game, obviously, every Wednesday and Saturday night. So it's a lot of fun, and I think that you will enjoy it very much. Once again, I am Greg Crawford. I host this show each week, Greg Crawford on Sports Biz, and we do the NWAC coaches from the North and West region on the final Tuesday of each month. And I also want to remind you that next week on this show, we'll be joined as we do the first Tuesday of each month by Jovan Alford, our great friend who we have the East-West connection. Jovan is a rising media star out of Philadelphia, knows everything about East Coast sports and really knows everything about sports, but we love to get a little East Coast flavor in that regard. And right now I'm having a little trouble here, and I'm going to see if this is Kyle Gray. Is this you, Kyle?
This is me, Greg, yes.
Kyle, how are you? And we'll start you out here on the program, and then we'll follow you up with Aaron Landon. Kyle, how are you, and how are things going at Edmonds Community College?
Everything's great. I'm doing well, and everything's really good at Edmonds, and just trying to get into the summer ball and hopefully have a good summer with the guys and get some workouts in and get ready for next year.
Kyle, how much are you going to be able to capitalize? And it sounds like a funny question, but I know you're a bright guy and you'll get the gist of the question on your great run that your team had in the NWAC last year. Was that a real confidence builder for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was big. You know, I mean, the last 3 years has been great for us at Edmonds, and a lot of good selling points to our recruits coming in bringing back that winning tradition to Edmonds has been big for us, my coaching staff and all the players that are there. And we have a lot of pride in it for sure.
Kyle, what's the most fun thing you've done this summer? I know you've got a great family. Tell the listeners, I think it's they'd love to hear, what have you done this summer that's maybe been a lot of fun and get you away from basketball for a short time?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have a 10-month-old son, Jax. And, we're just having a great time. My wife, Katie, and I are having a great time with him, and just bought a house up near Edmonds. And, so we're looking forward to moving this week. And so we're just it's a lot of work, but it's a heck of a lot of fun, and just enjoying being a father and having a great time with the boy.
And, I have so much respect for coaches in all levels of basketball, because That phone could ring at any time, good or bad. Correct, Kyle? I'm used to it because I work in a hospital, and I keep that phone next to me all the time. And when it rings in the middle of the night, I'm jumping out of bed. And I know coaches got to be that way as well.
Oh, without a doubt. The thing is 24/7. You know, now it's text messages or telephone calls and all that stuff. But yeah, it's definitely, you know. You're getting those calls in the middle of the night aren't good ones. No, probably not. So luckily they're few and far between, but they do happen. So
they do, and they can be good calls too. I mean, as well, obviously. And Kyle, I've asked everybody, all the coaches I do radio programs with on Blog Talk Radio, I've asked them this question. And what's amazing is no one. Let's see, I'm into the ninth question or person I've asked, and you're going to be the 10th. I've all asked them, what is the one thing that a player on the floor will do that does out there that will find him immediately sitting on the bench next to you? Maybe there's more than one, but what's one thing I think our listeners would like to know?
There's a lot. I think our top one is body language. If you have poor body language and it's obvious and you're not giving everything you got, you're immediately coming out and without question. And so, you know, I mean, it could be, you know, every once in a while there's a little bit of emotion when there's a call that doesn't go your way or something like that. But if there's not a quick turnaround, immediate turnaround, then, yeah, you're coming out of the game. And I always tell our guys, it's not about really about us and everything that's going on. It's about that individual player, because I always tell my guys, I never want any four-year school to see you on film with poor body language. You know, then I'm not doing my job in selling a kid and what he can do at the four-year level. We check the body language really, really big at Edmonds. And, you know, it's not a perfect system for sure. I mean, some kids just take some more time than others, but eventually everybody gets there.
Kyle, you'll be interested to know that streaks are bad, are big in sports always. You especially don't want a losing streak, but you kept the streak going with your answer. You're the 10th person. Nobody is given the same answer, which is pretty true.
Okay. That's good. That's good. It's a good question on your part then. That's wonderful.
I don't think it's too good, but it's an interesting question. Thank you for the nice comment.
I'm sure all the 10 coaches that you've asked or 10 people that you've asked could probably all agree with everyone else's answer as well. So
I think
that's a
great
point.
Yeah, I think that's really a great point. Actually, the first answer I got, and I think it was from Shannon Rosenberg at Linfield, he said a technical foul will get somebody sitting right next to him. So, you know, I know coach likes to see those. You know, Kyle, what about we ask TJ the question about rest for players. Are players playing too much basketball these days?
I don't know if they're playing too much. It kind of depends on what level you're talking about. Obviously, our level, it's just about, you know, what kind of basketball you're playing, I think. And I think I talked to you about this a while back, is that, you know, I mean, the pickup games at 24-hour fitness or wherever it is, you know, that could probably, you could tone that down and be a little more deliberate about what you're doing with your game and how you're playing. You know, we actually get sanctioned pretty well as far as like how much we're able to do, and the NWAC is starting to lose, you know, how much we're able to do as a team and things like that. But I think if you're working really smart, you know, I think you can make it worth your time. But I do also believe in, you know, we try to give August, you know, kind of our month off, or most of the month of August off, because I really do feel it's important for kids these days, especially, to step away from the game. You know, and just take a break, go be with family, go swimming, go, you know, do whatever. Just do something different and take a break, because during the season it's very intense. And, you know, not only physically but mentally. And everybody needs a little bit of a break. And if you don't take it, you can't sometimes just find ways to go get it back. You got to take it when you can get it. So I think I do think it's important.
Kyle, in conclusion tonight, and great job tonight for usual on the show, Edmonds Community College, Is your roster pretty well defined for 15-16? And I know it. You know, you always got to have people show up in the fall, no matter what school you're at, whether you're at Kentucky or whether you're at Edmonds Community College, in a great school indeed. Is your roster pretty well defined right now? You're still looking for some good players.
Well, we're always looking for talent, no doubt. But, you know, I think that we got a good core nucleus that we believe in. And, you know, there's always room to probably add something, you know, some other fit, be it, you know, a point guard, an extra point guard, or a big, or, you know, everyone wants a big. So you never say never, but you feel good about where you're at right now, and then just make sure all your ducks in a row, like you said, come in the fall so everyone's ready to go academically and you know, living situation and all the other stuff.
Kyle, great, terrific job, as I said tonight. We'll talk to you again 1 month from now, approximately at the end of July. And it'll be a lot of fun, and we'll really start drilling down maybe on some specifics as we head to 15-16. How's that sound?
That sounds great. I appreciate it, Greg. Thank you very much.
You betcha. That's Kyle Gray, the head men's coach at Edmonds Community College. Does a terrific job there, really terrific. Here's another guy that does a terrific job no matter where he's at, South Puget Sound Community College, Aaron Landon. Aaron, how are you? And update us a little bit. How's your summer going?
Well, I'm doing great. It's a little hot out for me, and I'm from a pretty hot part of California, but outside of this heat wave we're experiencing, I'm doing pretty good, and just got back from a short summer vacation I took, so doing well and ready to get on with the summer.
And I'll ask you a couple of same questions that I asked the other coaches. At this point, as we head to 15-16, Aaron, is your South Puget Sound team, is the roster pretty well defined, or you still need to add some players, or still wanting to tweak some things?
Yeah, I would say the core of our roster is looking pretty good, and we've got some really good signees, and I have some good returners. I really like my sophomores this year. But at the same time, and I listened to the other guys talk about it, you know, we're in college basketball, right? So things happen, especially in the summer, and this is the time when, you know, you see guys move around. And I'm counting on still, you know, adding a couple more pieces, but I would sleep, you know, I'm sleeping a little bit better with who we have signed and returning. I like our group a lot.
And, you know, you better have a good team in the NWAC, no matter what region you're in, because it's a very underrated product and it's very hard to win consistently, especially going on the road. So you've got to have a deep roster.
Yeah, and, you know, I know everybody is biased to their own region a little bit, but, you know, the West is pretty tough. This West region, if you just look what they've, you know, the West has done in the postseason the last couple of years, it's just an unbelievably tough region. And the whole NWAC is tough, you're right. And I think each region plays a little bit of a different style. So it's exciting. And it's fun to see all the different teams from all the different regions. And we'll get started at Clackamas' Jamboree that I know you go to each year and see the teams and kind of get focused in, and then look forward to starting a couple weeks after that. And I know we've talked about this once, but you've already RSVP'd. I know you're coming on up to South Puget Sound to watch the crossover this year, which we're hosting December 17th, 18th, and 19th. And the field in that tournament, it's murderer's row. There is no easy game in that tournament. So that'll be a great tournament. We're really looking forward to hosting that this year.
Oh, yeah, I'm planning on being there at least one day all day and maybe two, working out my schedule, and I appreciate you bringing that up, Aaron. I love the crossover events. And you know, speaking of that, you're located in Olympia. I imagine you can take a little bit of advantage of that because you're not – totally halfway between Portland and Seattle, but pretty close. And I think that's always a great opportunity to be between those two great cities.
Yeah, it is. And I love both those cities. You know, I have a special relationship in Portland and lived there before I came here. And Seattle's a great city. And a lot of the areas in the Puget Sound, you know, surrounding Seattle, Tacoma all the way down to Olympia, it's just a really nice part of the country. The only thing that's hard for us about that is, you know, they're close enough where you can go down there to get dinner and watch a game, but we don't, you know, we really have to have our entire roster move out, and we only have one or two local players on our team. So, you know, we just finished moving everybody out. Our school year just wrapped up. I believe last week my last guy, his parents, his family came up, picked him up, and they're driving down to Arizona right now. So, everybody's home for the summer. We don't have those advantages sometimes that city schools do of being able to, you know, have a bunch of their players live in the places that they grew up and then, you know, come to school each day. But we love it. Olympia is a great place to go to college, which is the most important thing when you're recruiting. So I'm pretty fortunate to be able to live and work down here.
Aaron, I've asked all the coaches this question. You heard me ask the coaches tonight, because graciously you've been listening to the whole program, and appreciate you being on hold there waiting for your turn. What's maybe one really thing that's going to burn you, that's going to cause you to have a player sitting next to you that's done something out on the floor?
Yeah, you got some good answers tonight too. For me, I just say if a guy isn't rebounding, that's about it for me. It's such an important part of the game, and for me it's just kind of a personality trait too. You got to rebound. I mean, you got to want to go and pursue the ball and, you know, shove guys around, and it's just a personality thing, I think, whether you're a guard or you're a big. Just hitting the glass hard and aggressively and just turning it into a war on the boards, as they say. For us, you know, this last year, you know, we weren't even very good, but we were a good rebounding team. And looking at the end of the year, I think we were sixth or seventh in the entire NWAC in rebounding, and we led the NWAC in offensive rebounding. And part of that's missing shots, but then again, that's why I think it's so important. Whether you're making shots, missing shots, it doesn't matter. You know, at a certain point, it's time to get physical and go down there and rebound. And we try to recruit guys, you know, positions 1 through 5 that want to hit the glass, want to rebound, want to be physical and battle down there.
Yeah, and I think you just kept the string alive because nobody's given the same answer, Aaron. So that's pretty great.
Yeah.
Way to go on that one. I love all these answers I've gotten. Hey, we got a little over a minute left, Aaron, and you know, you're fairly new to going to be your third year at South Puget Sound Community College. What surprised you the most? What's the big surprise you've had with the school? And I know it's a really good school academically, and it's growing like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the best surprise was just kind of how much support was there. And when I was coming in and kind of researching the job, I didn't really know what the situation was going to be like up here. You know, traditionally, they hadn't been very successful, haven't been to the postseason in over a dozen years. So when I got on campus, there was just an unbelievable amount of support. We have a new president, a lot of our administration, a lot of newer faces. But just everything that from, you know, like the hotels that you stay in when you're traveling to the uniforms that we put on to, you know, outfitting us and nice stuff. So when we travel, you know, we're bundled up warm and looking good in Nike stuff. That's what really matters to players, is that, you know, they can feel good about, you know, when it's time to go out and represent the school, you know, how do you travel? And it's been first class here, 100%. So I think that has a direct impact on how you play. you know I've been around that NAI division.
Aaron, I don't mean to interrupt you. We're out of time. I apologize. I want to give you a great ending. Aaron Landon, the head basketball coach of South Puget Sound Community College. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for helping kind of put this whole program together and getting me started going it. And good night, everybody, and we'll talk to all the coaches a month from now. And didn't mean to cut Aaron off, but I want to get the just do in there at the end of the program. Good night, everyone. Make your free throws.